Adjust your shorts. And welcome to the program. My name is Ray Stone. Today is May 8th, 2025. And prepare yourselves to get kicked in the dick by the news. A lot going on out there. Many, many things. So many things going on. Unbelievable things. Well, let's just jump right on into it. First up, CBS News. Dr. Casey Means, Trump's new Surgeon General nominee is RFK, junior ally and MAHA advocate. I put this in here because I think it is amazing that in the White House right now, at the very top of the heap, we are organizing a group of people that think alike that are going to try to make our lives healthier. Now, this is such a profound movement, and I'm just happy that it's going on quietly. Because if it goes on quietly and it doesn't like start picking up a bunch of negative backlash, maybe we'll actually get some healthier foods out of the deal. I mean, it's just awesome. So I put that, and then I put this next thing right after it because it's the opposite. I love that what they have is whenever you see something good, then you just see oil pharma come from underneath and they're like, no, get rid of the pseudoscience. You know what? This guy gets two thumbs up right here. You could go fuck yourself. calling being healthy pseudoscience is so insane to me. And I'm never going to take life advice from a guy who looks like this. This man looks absolutely miserable, and you can tell he pretty much bathes in oil. I think he just takes a nice petroleum oil bath every day, probably has some hot oil suppositories, and he's just in, they're just in his pocket. The big companies, this is a book basically saying get rid of pseudoscience of maintaining a healthy lifestyle and eating well. And he has a very, very small biased study of a handful of people who are in their 80s that don't suffer from chronic pain, unlike the kids of today. And what he's doing is he's calling it pseudoscience. What's the one common factor with all of the kids of today is they have the same fucking food. Good God. I just think the message that can be sent out is, you know what, the message that should be sent out is don't believe everything. Use your brain. Think logically. Logically speaking, if you put good food into your system, I mean, you have to think, actually what you got to do is you got to think about natural food. If you back up in time, you'll reach a point before we started mixing foods together where you just pulled something out of the ground and ate it, picked something off of a tree and ate it, killed an animal and ate it. Those were the options. Now it's like, well, let's see, we've got a big vat. Let's put some oil in there first. We got to start with oil. All right, now let's add some dirt. We're going to add some metals and some elements. Let's get some, you know what, let's get some more oil in there. We can get some plastic in there, some extruded things in there. Let's put some sugar in there. Okay, let's see here. We're going to need some bonding agents. What kind of chemicals do we have for bonding? Let's get some more chemicals in there. All right, are we going to put some food in this or do we just want to call this taffy? Get out of town. Moving on, NPR. Economists warn Trump research could have dire consequences for the GDP. But they're talking about NASA. What does NASA have to do with the GDP? This is just one of those crazy stories that you go, what are you even talking about? The worst NASA budget I've seen in my lifetime. Doesn't NASA outsource all their shit to Tesla? Moving on, NBC News. Trump elevates Marco Rubio as a potential successor and as a 2028 rival to Vance. The thing that I like the most about this I really don't know either of them. But the thing that I like the most about this is that they are both young guys. Can we please stop hiring 80-year-old people to run our country? It is predominantly made up of non-80-year-olds. Now, I get that once you reach that time in your life, you're supposed to have accrued a wealth of knowledge that should give you the upshot, the upper leg, the leg up on the upper hand. Is it the upper hand and the leg up on the competition? But the truth is, they don't represent the majority of the people. And also, they're on their way out. Trump is on his way out. Biden was on his way out. They don't give a fuck what they leave behind. They're just trying to make their mark. They don't have to live with it. That's my point. They don't have to live with what they're putting out there. They just are going to make it, and then they're fine. Both of them are fine, set for life, and so are their families. It's like, ah, good Lord. Let's see here. India, mapped. India, where struck Pakistan territory with the deadly pre-dawn airstrikes. The reason I put this in here is I didn't know that in this article it says both of them are nuclear powers. I didn't know that both of them had nuclear capability. I don't know how I missed that factoid, but I just thought it was interesting, and I looked it up, and it apparently they've been building nukes since the late 1990s, both of them. They entered into an arms race. And it's like, well, you know what? At least the aliens are watching over us, right? And not letting that shit happen. All right, moving on. Trump announces a US-UK trade deal. You're going to have a great deal. A lot of things going on. Doesn't matter who called who first. My Trump turns into a kind of a Canadian Trump after a little while. I saw a video of him saying this morning that doesn't matter who called who. That's not really important. And it's like, that sounds like the guy who made the call. In business, the guy who makes the call is the guy that wants a thing. And the guy who takes the call is the guy that knows he's got the leverage, got the upper hand. Unless the person making the call knows they've got the leverage and they're just going to offer out a little thing. But I don't know if that's how. Do you know that the UK won't buy any of our food? They don't buy any of our food at this point. Because of the stuff that we put in our foods. Maybe it's not any of our food, but I thought I saw that on the report. One of the reporters asked Trump in the newsroom, are you going to make changes that will allow the UK to buy our... Oh, no, is one of the deals that the UK is going to buy US food? And the way he worded it sounded like, because we don't want it. We don't want that shit you're putting in your food. And then Trump brought up RFK and said how we're working on making our food healthier. It's just amazing. I mean, I think it's so cool that that's what we're doing. Okay, moving on to Politico. Arrests made after Occupy Columbia University. After protesters occupy Columbia University Library. The funny part about this one is that the protesters said they renamed the library. some Palestinian name. It's like, guys, because a Palestinian writer was killed by Israeli forces. In 2017, they renamed the library the Basel al-Arraj Popular University. Like, dude, you don't own it. You can't just rename it. I don't know if you know how this works, but it doesn't work like that. Until you have way more money, you don't get to put your name on a building. That's how this works. And also, maybe you should concentrate on stuff that we're doing here. We're going to be sending weapons all over. Here's what happens, okay? We stockpile weapons. Everyone stockpiles weapons. All the countries. And then one day, one of them calls the other and goes, hey, we got too many weapons. And then the other one's like, yeah, me too. What can you afford to lose? I don't know. Do the airport, and we'll do just outside your airport, and then let's see. I've been meaning to build a new civic center. Why don't you go ahead and hit the civic center? Yeah, I know there'll be people there. okay, we'll bomb some people of yours too to make it even. That way it seems like you're not the bad, bad guy. I just think that it's all backroom deals. There's no way that it's not. Okay, Fox News. Oh, this was amazing. Times Square touts a new statue of a 12-foot tall black woman as a stark contrast to statues of white men. Just vilifying white men. Because we're the bad. We're bad. We're bad guys. But actually what this, the teaser that made me click on this article said, Times Square touts a new statue of a 12-foot tall overweight black woman. And I'll bet you, I'm just guessing. Now, I'm not black and I do not speak for the culture, but I've got a question. I'm thinking that if you interviewed 100% of black society, they would say, we don't actually want this to be the statue that represents. I think we can do better. I think we can do better than this being what our culture is. A homely, overweight woman. That's how we want to represent the black culture. That's it right there. Go fuck yourselves. Cardinals meet for the second day of conclave to elect a new pope, according to CNN. No pope yet. I do love the idea of a bunch of just predominantly white Italians just going, I'm the holiest one. Don't you? I'm holy, holy, vote for me. And they're all just looking for the hat. They just want the big, they just want the big hat. Just got the eye on the prize, don't you? I want to be in control, holy, Moving on, ABC News. Now, this was interesting. I saw Bill Gates pledges remaining fortune to Gates Foundation. $200 billion was the number that I saw, but in the article it actually says $107 billion. Which, okay, now this is crazy. If you can donate 99% of your fortune and you still have $2 billion to leave behind, that's insane. It is absolutely insane. Here's what I think. Here's how I think this should work, okay? Since I know, so first of all, I think you shouldn't be allowed to own more than $100 million to yourself. I know it's crazy and that there's no way to implement it, but I only say that because I feel like that's 10 generations worth of wealth. And once you have that much money, it should be considered a sickness to be able to collect more because you're keeping the money from other people who may need the money. Since there's so many billions of us, we all need some of the money too, but you get to keep it all? Well, I don't think that's fair. So I don't think you should be able to have more than $100 million in life, but I definitely don't think you should be able to take more than $100 million with you when you die. I think this would be an amazing adjustment to life. Whatever money you make, over $100 million, okay, you're allowed to give your $100 million to your family or to wherever you're going to donate it, but only you only get to allocate $100 million and it's all tax-free. The rest of your fortune gets redistributed to the population of the country, not to the businesses, not to the government, straight to the people. What about that? This would make it so much more fair. This is fair practice. You can keep $100 million to your causes. The rest of your $200 billion goes to the people. And there are 350 million. Let's do the math on that. 2 billion. That's a million. 2 billion divided by 350 million. Everybody gets $5. Now imagine you do that with everybody. I mean, it just pushes the money. That's real numbers, actually. If he gave everyone $5.71, that is $200 billion. All right. Well, that's my thought on that. The good news. This is fun. A couple things in the good news. David Attenborough turns 99. our favorite narrator on all the Earth stuff. Happy birthday, David Attenborough. I have enjoyed so many programs by this guy. I absolutely love falling to sleep on the couch, listening to the sounds of the ocean. It's so majestic in its natural habitat. I think I could do it as well. I believe I'll start now. Sotheby's auction of sacred gemstones found next to Buddha's ashes is halted as India intervenes. Yeah, no shit. It's the sacred Buddha. You don't get to sell those gemstones. That goes back to the government. When you want to get rid of it, that's India's. What is wrong with people? Well, we need to sell. You know, what kind of... I bet you that's like some Geronimo's skull and bones type of stuff where you want all the jewels of the Buddha so that for some power reason. Oh, this was fun. Rarely trained muscle is recognized worldwide as marker of human health and the test for living to 100. Grip strength, baby. Get those grips. Put your forearms to work. I think it means, you know what? Actually, right now, make a fist. Make a strong fist. Strong fist, like you're picking something up, like you're squeezing something hard. How good does that feel? It feels good in your soul. It feels good in the center of your chest. I think it's because it means you're using your hands the way they were intended to be used. Hands were not really intended to be typing. I'm sorry. I mean, they were, but they were also intended to hold rocks and smack them together and do stuff, like outside stuff, like real stuff. In the sun, fun stuff, slick stuff, neat stuff. So do stuff with your hands, people, and get some grip strength. Exceptionally well-preserved remains of 5,000-year-old woman from elite coastal culture found in Peru. This is interesting because the article stated that this person's headdress and burial location indicated a status, some type of status for this person. But it's interesting that they're curled up in the fetal position. Would indicate to me that maybe they weren't so happy when they died. Golly, at 25 years old, tell you what. And last but not last, I Googled once again deep sea mining. And here we are today, 6 hours ago. Trump is obsessed with critical minerals. Here's a new dangerous place he's looking at mining. White House sparks outrage after fast-tracking controversial ocean project. 14 hours ago. Maybe we should look into exploring the sea more before we start drilling in it. Holy shit. Actually, you know what? Maybe the aliens that all live in the ocean will come and be like, no, no, no. No, 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 no. You don't get to do... Or maybe it's actually the aliens' idea. Who knows? Anyway, well, that's been it. This is the news. My name's Ray. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Keep your shorts back down to their normal levels. Consider yourselves kicked in the dick. Consider yourselves kicked in the dick. Bring your shorts back down. My name's Ray. This is the news. Bye.